Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Santander, high and deep to right, and there it is. His first as a Blue Jay, and it comes right here in Baltimore. How good does that feel for him as he rounds the bases and extends the lead 3-0?
I thought Tomo was just kind of missing off the edge. I thought they did a really good job of shrinking the strike zone, and they made him come into the heart of the plate. And when he did, you know, they hit some balls hard off him. Santander was just due. You knew that was going to come eventually. But I just thought he was kind of missing off the edge a little bit, and then had to come in right over the middle part of the plate.
So you're the highlights courtesy of Sportsnet. Anthony Santander has gotten off to an extremely slow start, which he usually does. He doesn't like the cold weather. His first home run off of Tomoyuki Sugano. And Sugano, of course, Brandon Hyde talking about Sugano after the game. Sugano was not good. 4 2/3, 8 hits, 3 earned, 2 walks, no strikeouts. The home run to Santander. And he couldn't get Bichette and Vlad out to save his life. Like those guys, and everything they hit was hit
same
hard.
Same thing in the first go around.
Yeah.
That's why people who were like, oh, well, I wonder what he would have done if he didn't break out in full body sweats and have, you know, what are calluses? What the hell did he have in a...
He had spasms.
Spasms in his hands. Well, I know what he would have happened. He got his ass kicked by the top of their order again, and he would have left anyway. Look, I mean, you want to know what percentile he is in strikeout rate in Major League Baseball?
Tell me, Jason.
1.
That means he's the best.
No, means he's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, man. You had me.
Like, I'm not saying you got to, you know, he's got to be a strikeout pitcher, but when you're in the 5th percentile in whiff rate, and when you miss meatballs, and you haven't even faced a good lineup yet, you might not be your calling, son. You might have waited a little long to come over. Like, I don't know. The league's hitting 400 off his four-seamer. I don't know. Like, that's going to be a problem. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
Let's be honest.
Toronto hasn't hit any home runs. Like, Toronto, nobody's really hitting there. He's faced them twice, and the Royals have like a 3.5-guy lineup. He doesn't pass my eye test. Jason, he doesn't look like he believes he should be here.
He's had 3 starts. Okay, he was okay against Kansas City. Well, give him credit. 5 1/3, only 1 earned run, 5 hits. He did have 4 strikeouts. He's got 1 strikeout in 2 games against the Blue Jays.
Strikeouts? Nobody swings and misses.
Yeah.
He can't get ahead with his stuff. He gets ahead with a foul ball. Like, again, this isn't like, oh, we'll wait and see. I told you. No, you give him $13 million. It's one of the only things you do, and you sell him as your number three starter. I'm going to grade him as a number three starter.
Well, they sold him as the 4, and then Grayson got hurt. Now Eflin got hurt.
Grayson's always hurt.
But he wasn't hurt when they signed
him. Eflin got hurt 5 seconds after you traded for him.
Yeah, well, no. You know. But he got healthy then.
Yeah.
He got, and he pitched well.
I am not buying this guy. And it, like, if you're not going to strike anybody out, then you better not walk anybody. And we were sold on this precision beyond, like, Greg Maddux level type precision.
Yeah, the accuracy.
Yeah, not so much.
And
not so much.
And it could have been worse for him. He got three double plays.
Oh, yeah.
To help the Orioles were getting, they had five double plays in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's like the other thing, too, though. Like, he's, you know, he doesn't get a lot of ground balls. Like, he's, good thing he got those. But, like, if he's going to miss center cut, and I made a big deal out of it when it happened in Tampa when he faced the Yankees' real lineup. Because that's, brother, that's the AL East. And they embarrassed him. And then he came in, crapping his pants, the next start after that in the regular season, and he embarrassed himself. And then he pulled it together in Kansas City in a huge ballpark against a, you know, a team that likes to slap the ball the other way, and that was fine.
Yeah.
It was good. Still too many walks, still too many misses, still too many deep counts for what you sold him as, for what he needs to be for you to survive, because he needs the defense to bail him out, because he's not going to bail you out with swing and miss. And then he sees a team for the second time for the first time, and it's an embarrassment.
Second time he's seen a team for the first time.
Oh,
or you could say it's the first time he's faced a team for the second time.
Yeah, first time he's seen a team twice.
Both
yeah.
accurate.
Yeah. It's like saying that the draft is a week from Thursday.
Read my mind.
Or 2 weeks from last Thursday.
Read my mind.
I see where you're going with that. That does make total sense. What gets lost in this shuffle is on Saturday, the Orioles offense showed some fight for the first time all season, and you hoped it would carry over, and they did take a lead yesterday but lost. But like the home run from Kerstad, the home run from Adley, the reaction to the Adley home run, seeing some emotion out of these guys for the first time in a while.
That used to be the norm.
Yes.
That looked like 2023, where it was 13.
It did.
It was 13 up, 13 down for Bowden Francis, but there was a lot of hard contact in those first four innings, and then they were finally able to break through, and all five of those runs were scored with two outs, and Sed continues to get it done.
Now, again, hat tip to John Schneider, because there was nobody at the bowling alley in Cortland, New York that I was with
at this baseball tournament
with a couple of dads. And watch it on a phone, and we're dumbfounded that he's going to let Bowden Francis face the lefty, the who's the best hitter on the Orioles team right now, and he's been amazing with men on base, and he destroys right-handed pitching at Camden Yards since the start of last year, and that's what he let him do. And then the chef's kiss, I felt like, was going lefty-lefty on Jackson, who can't hit the ball in the infield. That was a chef's kiss, but the Orioles took advantage, and that's what good teams do. Again, the problem is they followed it up with a dud the next day.
Yeah. They've yet to win two in a row.
But, like, I'm just saying, hold them to the standard they sold. We'll play the clips. Go back the way they talked about this guy, the way they sold this guy. This guy needed to come in and be ready to compete at a major league level. What I'm watching is a joke. It is Carmine. It's Carmine from the Bad News Bears, and it's pathetic.
Orioles off today. They're back in action tomorrow as they start a three-game set at Camden Yards against the Cleveland Guardians. Baltimore Baseball Night from Pickles at 6 o'clock tomorrow. It's a 7 o'clock game, so it's nationally televised. But coming up next, Terps basketball. They've added 8 players. More are to come. What does Keith Cavanaugh from the Terrapin Times think about what Buzz Williams has done so far? Plus, maybe touching on a little football, too, as the transfer portal getting wacky down there in College Park. Keith Cavanaugh joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization,
you're not just managing your weight. You're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.